shrinking polar ice. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Arctic sea ice has shrunk to near historic lows during this Northern Hemisphere summer. The minimum extent for the year occurred on September 11th. Ice cover in the Arctic Ocean has been shrinking and thinning for more than 40 years. The amount of frozen seawater in the Arctic goes up and down during the year as sea ice thaws and regrows between seasons. This year, the minimal extent of sea ice shrank to 1.65 million square miles. That's about 750,000 square miles less than the average for late summer over the years between 1981 and 2010, representing a decrease of more than 30%. The all-time low of 1.31 million square miles was actually set in 2012. Sea ice coverage can fluctuate from year to year, but it has trended downward since it has started being tracked in the late 1970s. The loss of sea ice has averaged about 30,000 square miles per year. Sea ice extent has not only been shrinking, the ice has been getting younger and thinner. Presently, the overwhelming majority of ice in the Arctic Ocean is first-year ice, which is thinner and less able to survive the warmer months. There's far less ice that is 3 years or older. Meanwhile, sea ice in the southern polar regions was also low this year. In the sea around Antarctica, scientists are tracking near record low sea ice at a time when it should have been growing extensively during the darkest and coldest months in the southern hemisphere. Polar ice loss compounds polar ice loss. The loss of sea ice increases heat in the polar regions, where temperatures have risen about four times more than the global average. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at WAMCpodcasts.org.